If one big, beautiful bill has left you with one big, confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang. We go to a concern about a nuclear race, a nuclear weapons race in Asia. The headline, China boosting nuclear arsenal. Pakistan leads India in warheads. This points to a report from the Stockholm International Peace Institute that comes about the same time as the Chinese Defense Minister Wei at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore declared, quote, his country has made impressive progress in developing and deploying new nuclear weapons. And then they go on to list nuclear weapons and their capabilities. Gordon Chang is with me, and we're very pleased to welcome Kamran Bokhari, a director of analytical development at the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. Kamran, the announcement by the defense minister was especially loud. It got reverberated around the world. Is it a change of weather in China, or have they been developing these capabilities for some time? Good day to you.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. I think that it's a bit of both. They have been developing these things for a long period of time. And I mean, you don't just announce something if you're going to develop nuclear weapons and, you know, advanced forms of those devices. You're certainly not going to want anybody to find out until you're comfortable in announcing it. So one has to assume that this was in the works for a while. And now that they feel they probably made some progress and they want to be able to telegraph to the world. Now, why are they telegraphing to the world? That's also very important to bear in mind, is that the Chinese conventional military capabilities in terms of being able to project power, across multiple regions isn't all that great. They have not fielded, you know, blue water navigation capability. They're in the early stages of that. And so how do you basically signal to the world, to the United States, to the West, especially when Washington is really ratcheting up the counter-China campaign at the same time that there's a war going on in Eurasia with the Russian invasion of Ukraine? You do that by saying, hey, we got nukes, and so and we're building advanced ones, and that sort of makes up for the shortcoming of their weakness when it comes to conventional kinetic operations capability.
Gordon, you have a question for Kamran.
Kamran, not only is China rapidly developing its arsenal, it's also making unprovoked threats to use its nukes against Japan, Australia, the United States. So really what we have is, while Putin is making similar threats, the Chinese are as well. The North Koreans chimed in about a month ago saying that they would use their arsenal not for deterrence, but for actual offensive operations. It seems that we've got a lot of regimes right now thinking of first use of their weapons. And this has got to be a concern for not just Taiwan or Ukraine or South Korea, but really for everybody. I'd like to get your thoughts about that.
Yes, Gordon, it is a cause of concern. And it seems like the timing has to do with the fact that the bandwidth of the West, led by the United States, is pretty stretched. There's so many different problems, so many different fronts. There's the, you know, fallout, the global economic fallout from the war in Ukraine. The war itself in Ukraine is a huge burden, or at least is taking up a whole lot of attention of the Western world. So it makes sense from their point of view to, you know, pile on, if you will, to basically add to the pressure that the free world is under to begin with. So I think that otherwise it doesn't make sense. I mean, tell the other side. And we all know that nukes are not for use. They're more for deterrence or for saber rattling. And I think that that's what they're trying to do, because there is no other way to take advantage of the fact that the United States and its European allies are mired in the war in Ukraine. And you know, they have a lot on their plate, because what else can these countries do? I mean, while Iran does not have nuclear weapons capability at the moment, but we see similar pressure from there. They're ratcheting it up. They're now telegraphing that, hey, if you're not going to cut a deal with us, we're going to evict inspectors. We're going to take away cameras that were in place for the inspections regime. We're going to go into non-compliance mode. So I'm not surprised that all of these, you know, malign actors are engaged in this kind of rhetoric.
Kamran, is there a nuclear weapons race in Asia? Is that what China's anticipating, that other states can seek a nuclear weapon? Because one of the cynical lessons of Ukraine is don't give up your nukes. And the caveat would be get a nuke.
Yeah, I mean, there is a race, but I don't know how China would be threatened, say, by Pakistan getting, you know, nukes or making more advanced nukes. Yeah, I mean, you could make the case for India, but we all know that, you know, the Chinese are far more advanced on that scale in terms of that technology than the Indians. And it's a function of financial bandwidth and obviously a technological know-how and a head start on it.
I'm thinking of South Korea and Japan in particular, two advanced nations. But we can add in Vietnam, Cambodia. We can run down the peninsula, because if you have a nuke, you're not going to have a regime change.
Yes, but those countries, especially South Korea, Japan, they're all under the, you know, the security umbrella of the United States. And so I'm not sure that either one of them will develop nukes unless they feel that they can't rely on the American security guarantee anymore. Japan is, you know, is in the sort of the early stages of, you know, developing its offensive military capability. I'm talking in conventional terms, but that's about it. I'm not sure that the Chinese are worried about the Japanese getting nukes. I think this is a response to the entire Quad pressure that they're under, because all of these actors that you just named are part of the American strategy to counter China.
Gordon, what is your measure? Is there a nuclear arms race in the future in Asia? I've mentioned the developed nations, but undeveloped nations like North Korea also could find a nuke as a way forward for challenging regime change. I'm looking at Myanmar in particular. Is this credible to you, Gordon?
I think that there could be an arms race in Asia, especially if countries lose confidence in the United States. And specifically, there are already voices in South Korea that say that they should develop an arsenal. And in fact, the United States twice stopped South Korea from developing its own nuclear weapons. In Japan, they still have what's called the allergy towards nukes. And so I think it'd be more difficult there. But the real issue is, I think, going to be India and China. Because India at this point has the capabilities of matching China. It's decided not to do so. As a matter of fact, India has fewer warheads than Pakistan, which is a far weaker society. But ultimately, I think that you're going to see New Delhi and Beijing mix it up, and they're both going to develop arsenals fast.
Kamran Bokhari, Director of Analytical Development at the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. With Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legislation is changing, budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.